On this evening Mass of the pilgrimage, we have the confessional open for you, and I ask all of you pilgrims to make sure that you assess yourself. Remember that a good confession 8 days before or after this act of great penance will enable you to receive a plenary indulgence, and it's not just for you. The more grace-filled you are, the stronger the mystical body is. So do try to make this act of humility. The priests are generous enough when they might be sleeping to offer more confessions for you, a great act of generosity on their behalf. So please, and also you non-pilgrims who are not able to make it, again, a way for you to unite with this pilgrimage. Your intentions hopefully were there. Your sacrifice to stay home was a penance in itself, but do make a good confession. And then just note that those who were assisting on the pilgrimage, your job, as you've been told before, is at times more meritorious than those who walk and suffer. So please, again, yourself, make a good confession if you have not already done so to gain the immense graces that offer for us today. It is a great honor to be back, and I thank Father Robinson for enabling me to come here on this weekend to offer me the honor to celebrate this Mass and a few words for you. And of course, all of you and your hospitality to not bar the doors, as you certainly could in some way, to accept me back. It's a great joy to come back, if not every year, at least as often as possible, to give thanks to God and then also to your parish for having suffered with me for 6 years, my first 6 years of priesthood. This evening after Mass, we will have a barbecue to which all of you are welcome. God willing, you can celebrate firstly with the Mass and secondly with a great meal together. And if you walk and eat, you won't sleep. But God willing, again, you can join us for that. And to my knowledge, it's outside rather than downstairs. So again, please note that all of these adjustments that we've had to make this year just merit us more grace. At times it's difficult, and I do give great reverence to those who have adjusted the pilgrimage to one day in the way that they did, and those who had to suffer just not having what they wanted and the 2 days of arduous endurance. I do thank you for adjusting, because it means so much to the world. I was told that the police department was fine with what we did. We passed many police officers today, and there was not one difficulty. Although people thought they wanted to enforce the law themselves, as some of you saw, the world in which we live is getting more and more interesting. But yet, there are more and more graces that offer to those who open their eyes to those things that God gives to us. He has given us this great virus to enable us to merit, because so many people merit none. So I encourage you to continue on. And please pray for my pilgrimage that I will have to embark on September 26th, the Ariesville pilgrimage in central New York, in Ariesville. I will take my academy, despite all odds, because that Ariesville pilgrimage was canceled for the general public. But we will endure this one day, as many miles as we can, and try to follow your example. That's one reason why I came here today, to do a peek at how we can successfully do something so great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. You heard a kickoff inspiration from Father Robinson this morning. Some of you were there, not all of you. Some of you heard a few words of great commemoration from Father Torzala, especially emphasizing the 50th anniversary of the Society of St. Pius X that we enjoy this year. Also some words from Father May, accentuating the 25th anniversary of your academy. Today, we have to look at all these things as well the rosary meditations, the different graces you receive throughout these 17 plus miles. This long day has so many things that could be brought back to our imagination. Yet I wish to end with one connection between the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the virtue of gratitude. You have seen with the 25th anniversary and the 50th anniversary moments of gratitude that we must give back to the establishments of an academy, to the establishment of a fraternal confraternity. These things, if not present, would make your future more dismal than it currently may seem. And so it's our duty to give back to your academy and the Society of St. Pius X something. If that something is not material, that something is not what we can buy, that something is not what you would typically envision on such a silver or golden jubilee. At times, parents, when they get older, ask their children to give them a certain gift which those children most oftentimes do not expect. When you get older, you start giving things away rather than wanting to consume more. There are times that parents, on their birthday or their anniversary, when their children ask, "Mom or Dad, what would you like me to give?" And at this point, those children are making tons of money, or they have something they want to give back because they know they can never give back enough. How many of you children can give your parents life? You don't have to think very long. It's impossible. And so, yes, the children want to give back something monetarial. They want to give a statue of Our Lady of Good Success. How much would that cost? And you think that that could express the greatest gratitude that you want to offer them. Yet parents, to my knowledge, at times ask all their children to attend a mass with them on Christmas or Easter or that special anniversary. At times those children are spread across the world and it takes a plane ticket or time off of work. That's expensive. At times those children are wayward. Not every one of your children is perfectly in line with the Catholic Church today. There are some of our alumni, there are some of society children, society priests, who no longer practice the faith. And so their parents may ask them that hard question, "Would you attend Mass with me?" And there are some children who can't dig deep enough in their soul to attend a Mass with their parents. It costs them too much. They could be millionaires. They could have everything the parents materially would want. They might give them their own beach house. But yet, there are parents, even some here seated tonight, who have not had their children come to a Mass in their great honor. And so with that, we want to now see, what is the Church asking of you? On these anniversaries, and certainly after a pilgrimage, there is a way to end the Mass, an act of gratitude. This Mass is the greatest gift that you can give to God, your attention and your devotion, because you're tired. You're physically drained, and yet if you try to keep those eyes opened, or at least if they're closed, your mind attentive, you give God more gratitude for all that He's given to you. How many confessions and communions and sacraments, baptisms for your children, extra unction for the people dying. That Mass is more powerful in gratitude than all those miles we just went. It's hard to put that in perspective, but it's true. And so the church is asking all of you to remember and to take with you tonight that understanding that gratitude and the gift of gratitude is not something material. It is rather that you present yourself to God through Mary, but through Mary in a very specific way, through her immaculate heart. She wants you to be sinless. She wants your soul to be without stain. And you are able tonight to be the most immaculate than you've ever been. Because although you have had temporal punishment on your soul, you might have been destined for hell many times in your life. Throughout this time, if you made this pilgrimage, if you've received the plenary indulgence, you are as much as possible immaculate. And if you imitate Our Lady, you are the best gift to God you could ever be. So let that be tonight your consideration, but don't stop once. Repeat it as often as possible. Go on pilgrimages as often as you can, but it doesn't mean you have to go on pilgrimage. You just have to make good confessions, good resolutions, and strive to imitate the Immaculate Heart. She was immaculate from her conception. Because she was immaculate, she was able to say to Almighty God, Fiat, be it done unto me according to thy will. If each one of you, young adults, and each one of you, little children, just say, Fiat. God has given all of you an extreme amount of graces today. Some of you did not listen. Some of you it's still penetrating. Some of you don't want it to say what you know it will say. Be generous. But yet those who respond will be those who give the most gratitude to God. There are some here today who will enter religious life. There are some in the religious life here tonight. And there are so many more of you good families who can produce good souls. So let us all unite tonight with this desire to be immaculate and also to say, Fiat, let it be unto thee according to thy word, whatever it is. It's not going to be running to the world. It's not going to be rebelling. It's going to be in some way, shape, or form to come back to the altar clean. And then do what you will. St. Augustine says, love God and do what you will. You can be so free. You can be so free if you just were immaculate and just follow God's will. Let us ask this grace through the intercession of St. Dominic Savio. Don't raise your hands. But how many of us realize the first prayer that was said on pilgrimage today? It was very early morning, and some of you were shuffling around. But that prayer, very short, was to Our Lady Help of Christians. And Our Lady Help of Christians is a special patroness to St. John Bosco. And St. John Bosco's prize student was St. Dominic Savio, who said the words, death rather than sin. You all will be encouraged to compromise what you know is true. You will be asked to sin. So let us rather bond together, asking St. Dominic Savio to say death rather than sin. You have the ability now. You're the strongest you've ever been. Let us not lose this. Let us ask him to help us. And note that the saints have a greater power than we can imagine. And if we follow their guidance, we will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.